Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Tarot International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at tarot.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. 81 sunshiny degrees in the capital city. We've got 10 minutes now before the hour of 6 o'clock. Betty Ridout is the Vice President of Consumer Services for Bankers Trust of Windsor Heights. She's the former president of the Windsor Heights Chamber, so she knows where all the bones are buried out here in Windsor Heights. Welcome to, back to the News Hour. Good to see you. How you been?
Great.
Having a fun time?
I'm having a wonderful time today. Thank
you for sponsoring this event through Bankers Trust. I know Bankers Trust is a big supporter of the chambers in all of the metro, as well as the Greater Des Moines Partnership. So that's kind of an important piece of glue that holds communities together. What is it about Bankers Trust that's a little bit different?
Well, community is one of our mission statements, Michael. So we believe in giving back to the community. If you live and you work in a community, Suku Radio will say, you know, you owe it to that community to pay civic rent. And what that means is you volunteer, you give back to that community that you're involved in to help it thrive.
Yeah, and you've done your due diligence as far as former president of the Windsor Heights Chamber, right? How long?
5 years. 5 years.
Was it a sentence? You know, but that opportunity allowed you to have a greater influence, I would suspect, within the community of Windsor Heights and even with the city.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The connections that I've made through the chamber and the city, and even come back to me personally as well as professionally. So
that's one of the things I think that people may not understand. You know, they look at a chamber dues membership, no matter where they happen to live, and they look at that as an expense rather than an investment. And it really is an investment. It's only an expense if you don't utilize the opportunities that are provided to you.
Absolutely.
By being a member. As Bankers Trust, as working in a community like Windsor Heights, which is relatively small, this is almost like being from Redfield or something, because, you know, it's not a very big town and people know people. What are some of the things that you run into as leading this group of folks over here in Windsor Heights at Bankers Trust? Give us a snapshot of who your clientele is.
Well, we have small businesses, we have large businesses, and we have individuals that are our clients. I think going back to, you know, how I'm involved and how that connects back to the city, people want me to know what's going on. They come to me at the bank and they want to know what's going on with developments, what's going on with the city, what's going on with the council. So it's important that I am involved. So if I'm not involved, I'm not in the know.
And if you're not in the know, then you're not worth much, right?
Right.
When we talk about relationship banking, I was talking with a banker just the other day, and that's the big thing that people talk about, you know, this relationship banking. Bankers Trust is a little different. Not that they don't do relationship banking, but they're small enough that it seems as though that they make their decisions more on a localized basis than perhaps other places out there that are larger?
Well, we absolutely do relationship banking. Yeah, we have what's called the benefit banking piece, and it ties back into relationship. So and I like to say, if you have skin in the game, we have skin in the game. So we do have relationship banking, and that's what we pride ourselves on.
Now, when we did a survey, and this is not too very long ago, as a matter of fact, Sukarati was a guest of the News Hour several months ago, and we talked about this just prior to him coming online. We asked the question, tell us, and we did this very informally, and it was one of these Facebook kinds of things. Tell us which bank here in the Des Moines Metro tends to be the bank of business that you would utilize and go to. Overwhelmingly, the answers came back as Bankers Trust. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because it's been around for so long. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's locally owned, and it's owned by the Ruan family. And I believe it's everything that our bank stands for. Again, it's a mission. So we're out and about in the community. People know us. They know what we stand for. They know that the decisions are made locally. And we do make exceptions at times because of those relationships that we build. So I think that it all comes back to your reputation, sure, that we're going to be around
Been here.
Been here.
Be here.
Right.
Yeah, I can well understand. How many employees at the branch in Windsor Heights, roughly?
13.
About, is that all?
Yeah, that's only 13 retail employees.
Now, I get to go there on a regular basis for various meetings and things. It seems like there's more people. They're just moving quickly.
Yeah, we're very busy.
Yeah, you are very busy. Betty Ridout, ladies and gentlemen, she is with Bankers Trust here in Windsor Heights. Best part of your job, Betty?
My staff.
Yeah?
Yeah, my staff. That's the best part of that.
Yeah. Just watching them grow?
I have a fantastic staff. I have, you know, I was talking to someone not long ago, and we have 47 years of experience in that branch. 47 years.
Wow.
So I have a great staff, and I think with that, then you have great customers that come in, and they want to come work. They want to come work there, and they want to come bank there. Because of the people.
In your closing minutes with us here on the News Hour, Betty Ridout, ladies and gentlemen, from Bankers Trust in Windsor Heights, tell us in a couple of words, because you're helping bring this broadcast on behalf of the Windsor Heights Chamber to the Des Moines Metro. Tell us a little bit about what does the chamber involve? What's your elevator speech when you speak to someone out there who may not be a chamber member or has maybe thinking, yeah, I've been there, I just don't think I want to do this anymore. What do you tell them?
You know, in order to get anything out of anything, you've got to give something. So if you're not involved, you don't know the players, you don't know the people, you don't know the decisions. And if you're not at the table, I mean, the chamber gets you a seat at the table. So if you're not at that table, your voice isn't heard. So shame on you if you're not involved.
And I've heard you also speak about the Greater Des Moines Partnership. And I don't think many people realize this. It's the fourth largest chamber organization in the United States. Huge, absolutely huge. And the resources that are available to individual members of the various metro chambers comes back 20-fold.
Absolutely.
And what is it about the partnership that they offer members of the Windsor Heights Chamber or really any other chamber in the metro?
I think it's individualized, Michael. You look at a scenario and, you know, one business might have a need that another might not. And, you know, I don't want to name any businesses on the air without their permission, but, you know, each time we look at a different scenario, it's all different.
Whether it's expanding or whether it's knowing what the demographics are in the area, whether knowing what the business climate is in
right.
a particular area, the partnership has those answers.
Yeah, they have the resources.
Yeah. And staffed by a very capable group of people. And they're all fun, too.
They are fun.
At the same time.
They're fun like us.
Oh, yeah? Are you fun? Betty Ridout, ladies and gentlemen, she is with Bankers Trust. Thanks so very much for coming by and visiting with us.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
And thank you for sponsoring this golf outing here for all of our friends at the Windsor Heights. There is a great turnout.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Did you golf, by the way?
I did not.
What were you doing?
I did not. I was selling raffle tickets and mulligans.
Did you get any takers?
I did.
I bet you
did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some great prizes.
One of the things I learned quickly about my friend Betty Ridout is you never want to tick Betty off. So you do whatever Betty says. You just say, kind of like I do to my bride, yes, dear, whatever you want to do. Sell me a mulligan. I'll take two. Thanks so very much for coming by. Appreciate it. And thanks for your support
thanks
of the
much.
Chamber and for this event. Wow, what a day. Listen, we've got some programming notices for you that we need to share. This is our final broadcast here on 1350 KRNT. We will be back tomorrow, and we're going to be on AM 940. And so you can find us on AM 940 going forward. And then a little bit later on, as time goes on, we'll also be on 104.5 FM. And then there's a new HD signal that you can hear all of this exciting stuff at. Why are we doing that? Well, we're doing that because our good friends at the Des Moines Radio Group have decided to take 1350 KRNT in a different direction. And that direction is 1350 ESPN. All sports, all the time, 24/7. It should be a great run. And so if you're into sports, you've got a new sports leader here in the Des Moines Metro. 1350 KRNT is now 1350 ESPN. And we wish all of our friends at the Des Moines Radio Group well as we transition to a much bigger signal, by the way, at AM 940. So we'll be doing that tomorrow and going forward with the Business News Hour. For everybody that put this whole thing together, we want to say thank you very much to our sponsors. That would be, of course, our friends at Bankers Trust, 3E, Colby Interests. The crew working on this, Shane Rudolph has been our tech out here at Waveland Golf Course. Tyler Hackenmiller is back at the studio on the controls. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Mark McDowell is the program director for 1350 KRNT, soon to be 1350 ESPN. And Jimmy Olson, the voice of Insight on Business. Thanks so very much. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be your soul, man.
KAZR HD2, Pella, Des Moines.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRNT, Des Moines.